By far the first to see the swineherd as he walked along the hall was princely Telemachus, and he quickly gave a nod to call him to his side. Glancing around, Eumaeus took a stool which stood at hand, where the carver sat at feasts within the hall, when carving for the suitors the many joints of meat. Carrying the stool to the table of Telemachus, he placed it on the farther side and there sat down. And then a page took up a dish of meat and passed it, and from the basket gave him also bread. Close following after, Odysseus entered the palace, like an old and wretched beggar leaning upon a staff. Upon his back were miserable clothes. He sat down on the ashwood threshold just within the door, leaning against the cypress post which long ago the carpenter had smoothed with skill and leveled to the line. But to the swineherd said Telemachus, calling him to his side and taking a whole loaf from the goodly basket, and also all the meat his hand stretched wide would hold, "Take this, and give the stranger, and bid him move about and beg of all the suitors. Shyness is no good comrade for a needy man." He spoke, and the swineherd went as soon as he heard the order, and standing by Odysseus, said in winged words, "Stranger, Telemachus gives this, and bids you move about and beg of all the suitors. Shyness, he says, is no good comrade for a beggar man." Then answering him, said wise Odysseus, "O Zeus above, may Telemachus be blessed among mankind, and may he get whatever in his heart he longs for." He spoke and took the food with both his hands and laid it down before his feet on his mean wallet, and so ate, the while within the hall the bard was singing. But when the meal was ended and the sacred bard had ceased, the suitors raised an uproar in the hall. And now Athena, drawing near Laertes' son Odysseus, urged him to gather crusts among the suitors and learn who were the righteous ones and who the lawless, though not even thus would she preserve a man of them from ruin. So off he went to beg of all from left to right, stretching his hand around as if he had been long a beggar. They pitied him and gave, and wondering at the man, asked one another who he was and whence he came. And Melanthius the goatherd said, "Hear from me, suitors of the illustrious queen, something about the stranger. I saw him a while ago, and certainly it was the swineherd brought him hither. The man himself I do not really know, nor of what tribe he boasts himself to be." When he had spoken, Antinous rebuked the swineherd thus, "Infamous swineherd, why bring this man to town? Have we not here already plenty of vagabonds and nasty beggars to make mischief at our feasts? Do you not mind that men devour the living of their lord by gathering here? And do you ask this fellow too to come?